Hello. I have treated myself to a new recorder. I know. Do I need any more recorders? I do. I need this one. It's the Zoom Mic Track 4. And what a lovely bit of kit. The Mic Track 4, if you didn't already know, is a handheld 32-bit flow audio recorder with built-in timecode generator. So the recorder will simultaneously capture four tracks to an SD card with a capacity of up to a terabyte, depending on what kind of SD cards you use. 32 gig on the old and up to a terabyte on the new type. So that's two tracks from the inbuilt stereo condensers and two more from the dual XLR TRS imports. So that's like that quarter inch jack that goes into the middle of the XLR. Now, I'm not that fussed about the timecode generator, but I'm certain that filmmakers and some musicians will certainly be. It's not the kind of feature I use on a day-to-day. Nice to know it's there, just in case. Personally, I'm more interested in about how this microphone might perform for interviews and as a field recorder when I'd like to use both the internal, built-in, kind of suspended XY mics, as well as a variety of plug-in options. Things like my hydrophone can just plug into the side. That'll plug into the TRS, or some contact mics I've got, because there's also a mini jack as well, which will take a microphone in. And of course there's a switchable phantom power, so that if you need to power any of these mics, that's also fine. So how can you monitor four tracks simultaneously? When I originally turned on this microphone, I was thinking, oh no, when I'm recording myself, I can't see the levels. But of course, you don't need to worry about monitoring the levels because it's 32-bit float. I could plug an external microphone in and use that as my interview microphone so I can see how much I've recorded or how much is left. But in reality, like, the recorder captures both loud and quiet sounds without you needing to adjust the input gain at all. All you need to do is adjust the volume differences in your tracks afterwards in post. So the same as with my little F2, my Zoom F2 that I stuck on myself and then went cycling in all this wind and craziness, and I was absolutely shocked that all of the audio was good. No more audio that is distorted or clipped, providing you can avoid the plosives and wind noise by protecting the mic in that particular way. So or even audio that's too low to use, it doesn't happen. You can just bring it into existence. Kind of as a bonus, not only can you normalize the audio in the device, the Mic Track 4 can also be used as a USB mic with your computer or mobile device. It works with iOS and Android as well. So this enables you to record both the audio stream on your computer and also the audio in the device itself simultaneously, a backup track for all your online endeavors. So far with my limited tests, I've found the recorder to be really well designed. The casing is very fingerprint hungry, this shiny surface, but that goes a long way to reducing handling noise. I'm hand holding right now and in an untreated room. I'm in my shed. Let me click my fingers around my head, and I'm using the inbuilt microphones. For me, that handling noise hasn't been a problem. If I just hold it normally, you can hear the creaking of my chair. And it's handing it back and forwards to someone. I'm going to find out more about that later on. But I'm pretty confident that I'm going to get okay recordings with very minimal handling noise, unless I'm being silly. And I'm confident enough not to wear headphones. So there's that. There are two little windshields that are included. Weird little like double sock type things that just stretch over the top. I'm imagining they're both the same. You're just getting a spare. And they seem to do a decent job of blocking plosives and light wind noise out and about outside, but I have found myself another kind of super fluffy one which I can stick over if I'm out in a gale. I'll be very interesting to see how the standard ones perform in heavier wind. The LCD, really clear, easy to see, easy to navigate, and there's even a little speaker on here as well should you want to check your recordings without any headphones. Obviously, I wouldn't rely on it for great audio quality. It's just so you can see what different tracks sound like. And there's a little screw in the back that you can unscrew, and it pops out a little kind of drawer which will take 4 AA batteries. I've got rechargeables in here at the moment, but obviously it'll take pretty much any kind. You can just set in the menu what kind of batteries you've got in there so that the battery life is reported to you accurately. And apparently you can get 18 hours of battery life from 4 batteries. I haven't got through a set of batteries yet. That would be very keen of me because I haven't had the microphone that long. So what does all this cost? Well, depends where you are. In the US, you will pay $400 for this mic, and in the UK, you guessed it, £400. And I think it's more than worth it, only because it's for me, it's an incredibly versatile tool. It fits what I want to do with something like this. If you are a jobbing videographer and you need 32-bit flow, this can be mounted on a camera or can be put on the end of a boom with no end of different plug-inable shotgun mics, etc., etc. I think it's going to pay for itself in no time. For me, just having hear my thumb keep clicking every time I clench my hand with a gesticulated gesture that you can't see. I think just for having this handheld interview mic and field recorder in one, that I can take anywhere and just click and record, hassle-free recording, multi-track if need be. I'm very excited to see what sounds I might be able to gather with this, and I'm looking forward to incorporating it into some kind of mobile workflow as well. We'll see. What apps have I got that will enable me to edit 32-bit flow? Who knows? I shall find out. So watch this space, or at the very least, subscribe for free to documentally.net, and you will get to hear the continued audio experiments. Thank you very much for listening. Catch you later. Documentally.